evening. Good evening and welcome to Bible Messages that is sponsored by the Darren Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. I'm Brother Parker Jr. I'm a member of the Darren Luke Church of Christ, and we also have Brother Williams and Brother Johnson, who are ministers of the Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. We're just so happy to have you on here this morning, this evening, rather, the night with us, especially on a day of election for the President of the United States. Now, this is the first time in the history of this country a woman has run for president. Now, what do we think about that? We'll listen to you, and we'll know. If you got any call-ins, call in and tell us. You know, I'm not that very much respectful of what is going on in America now, because we said that a woman can marry a woman, a man can marry a man, and that being what they call gay is all right. So none of those decisions there are even right. And I don't know what will happen if the woman is elected tonight. I don't know all of her views, and I don't want to know all of her views either. I know she had a husband that was a president, and that should be just fine enough for the whole family. But nevertheless, we're in Christ Jesus, and we're going to be facing a whole lot of discrepancies in the future. They're already happening right now. We can't find anywhere in the Bible, and nobody else can find anywhere in the Bible where it says that God agrees that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Now, just think about all of the other ridiculous foolishness that will be imparted in America. And this is setting America up for failure. We were declared as one nation under God, under the authority of God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we are one nation under Satan, willing and ready to do anything that the devil leads us to do. And all right. We're going to see it. So the members of the body of Christ and the preachers that's in the Church of Christ, we must preach the doctrine of Christ. Preach it in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We have two wonderful preachers all night with us, Brother Johnson and Brother Williams from Warren, Texas. At this time, we call on Brother Johnson to come on and lead us in a prayer and open us up and get that fire rolling tonight. Brother Johnson.
All right. Here you go. I'm going to talk about something that's... Did I knock off anything?
No. You want to open the prayer. You said
pray. You want me to open the prayer?
Yeah, open the prayer. That's what you want.
Yes, open the prayer.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Our Father and our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of eternal life, God in heaven and earth,
amen.
God of all power throughout the universe, as we come to the throne of grace, we truly want to thank you for this Bible hour that we have to be able to talk about your word and your word only.
Amen.
Father God, we know that the world is dying every day, and men are dying in this world without the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We need to take this back to the Bible,
amen,
and not to politics or politicians.
Amen.
Or back to the truth of the Bible.
Yes.
That they may hear your word and what
amen
you say. I was reading today that Jeremiah was taking the people back to the word.
Yes.
We need to do the same identical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is take the people, world of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We need to realize that the Bible, the only book on this save this country.
Yes.
Nothing else in the world, I don't care who they elect or don't elect, they can't save your people and the people of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If we gospel preachers don't preach the word, we're going to be lost.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes.
Those who are in the church are not telling what the Bible does say. We need to study more. We need to pray more.
Yes.
We need to love more.
Yes.
We need to do the right thing every day.
Praise the Lord.
Please help us, dear God, to have peace of heart with thee.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to be faithful unto thee. Help us to walk in love daily.
Yes.
Help us to reach false.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to glorify you, dear God.
Amen.
Help us to do the right thing all the time.
Yes.
Not some of the time, but all the time.
Yes.
Help us. We can't help ourselves, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We're so grateful, and we're so humble to you, and we want to stay humble to you, Father.
Yes.
Help us to have a faith like Abraham and Moses.
Amen.
And Peter. Help us to grow in our faith daily.
Mm-hmm.
Help the preachers of the Church of Christ to do the right thing.
Yes.
Help us to preach the same thing.
Nice.
Help us to have no division amongst ourselves, which we know is already in the church. But we need to preach it out of the church and stand on your word regardless of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The apostles stood on it, and it cost them their lives. We haven't really suffered until we got to the point where we had a corner, and then we know we're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, dear God.
Yes.
Be with the priesthood that's been to bring your word to life. Help us to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, dear God. We need you.
Man.
We need you every day.
Yes.
24/7, 168 hours a week, 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, please help us. Please look over, Father, and forgive us of all our sins and all our transgressions. In Jesus' name, let us say all. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Parker. Yeah, we need to be.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant, are you ready, Brother Johnson? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk on a subject tonight. False teachers are everywhere.
All right.
Yes.
They are in the church, and Peter says they are.
Amen.
Second chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to begin there. And here's what Peter says. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damsel heresy, even denying the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Off them and bringing up themselves swift destruction.
Yes.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by the reasoning of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. He said, by truth shall evil be even spoken of. We got people today are lying on the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
The truth and try to turn it into a lie.
Yes.
But Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32, Jesus said unto them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Brethren, you want to be free from your past sin, you must follow Christ's example.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Acts the 20th chapter, beginning at verse 28. He said, take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
Mm-hmm.
He said, after my departure, devious people shall enter in, sparing not the flock. Even men of your own self shall rise up and speak perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, it is already here. It was in Paul's day. It was in Jesus' day, and it's in our day.
Yes.
Brethren, it is a crying shame that men that claim to know the gospel of Jesus Christ and don't even study the Bible.
Yes.
Don't study for truth.
No.
They read, but they don't know how to study for truth. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not shamelessly, rightly dividing the word of truth.
None.
Oh, Lord, help us. We're going to pay for it in the judgment, the final judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God ain't overlooking nothing. Don't think he is. If you thinking that, you better go back to the book again and read the scripture.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is looking direct at his church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, God don't like what's going on in his church.
Yes.
He don't like what's going on, Brother Parker, because he sees what men are trying to do.
Amen.
They're trying to use the church as a money gold shipment.
Yes.
Oh, they're preaching, but they're not preaching for the truth. Oh, they're preaching, Brother Parker, but they're not preaching the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Brother William, they're not preaching God's word. They're preaching philosophy of men.
Yes.
Throw away men from the word.
Amen.
But, oh, God, go get them. Mm-hmm. He's going to set them running.
Yes.
They'll be running away. You see, they're running, but they're running to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Christ is in front, and they're still running backwards.
Yes.
Oh, God got a plan.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to straighten America up. Mm-hmm. And when he straightened it up, oh, Lord, have mercy. He got to get rid of those dead ones out of there.
Yes.
He got to pull the dead out.
Yes.
And get it straight. Mm-hmm. See, our country is dead almost.
Mm-hmm.
See, we stand all the churches is right.
Mm.
Well, let me ask you a question. So if all the churches is right, that means the devil church is right too.
Hmm.
Huh?
Well, yes.
When you say all, that covers everything.
Amen.
Yes.
See, if you tell me all the churches belong to the Lord, then what about Satan and his churches?
Amen.
Well.
Oh, God got to come in. God knows he got to step through, and he got to straighten the church up.
Amen.
Get the world straightened up. People are dying all day long. People are dying and going to hell and don't even know it. That's the sad case in America.
Amen.
They're living for Satan. They worshiping Satan, Brother William. On Sunday morning, they're not worshiping God.
Right.
They get up on Sunday morning and worshiping Satan.
All right.
They're worshiping God.
Amen.
We got a congregation right here, and they so selfish.
Yes.
Brother
Amen.
Paul, they won't even come down to the worship. They'd rather stand out in the cold or the heat and wait on a ride to come and pick them up to go to the devil's house.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then we got some of our own brethren trying to fill a house to pay his bills. Pay for it. We're going to pay for it, brethren. Oh, God got a plan.
Amen.
I got a vision. He said, what do you mean, Brother Johnson? in Psalms 29, verses 11 through 18,
mm-hmm.
I have a vision for America. My vision is to take the gospel to America.
All right.
Amen. You see, America needs to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Man.
Not the word of men. I said the word of God.
Yes.
Jesus said in Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Yes.
Amen.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them to observe all things, O Lord, and with you even until the end of the world.
Amen.
Mark the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 15 and 16, and he said, go and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
Not shall be damned. He goeth straight to hell. The bottom line
yeah.
to it. The Bible says it.
Yes.
Not Brother Johnson, not Brother William,
nope.
not Brother Parker. The Bible, church.
Yes.
Amen.
It's the word.
Mm-hmm.
If we almost got one more month to go before 2016 close out.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to go
2017. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Word. Amen.
Preach it to a lost and dying generation. The world is sick. They need a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They need Jesus, Brother William.
Yeah.
Not William, not Lewis Parker,
yeah.
not James Johnson. Yeah. They need King Jesus.
Amen.
We can't heal them, but we can bring them to the healer. Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Bring them to the healer that got all authority. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1, 15 through 17, he said, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation
yes.
to them that believe.
Amen.
Jews, also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, Brother William, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to start living by faith, brethren.
Amen.
See, if I say I walk by faith, I live by faith.
That's it.
Then I got to do
Amen.
The faith.
That's it.
I got
yes.
to follow Jesus,
Amen.
Not the preacher.
Amen.
We got too many people following the preacher.
Yes.
And he's just a man dressed up in a suit just like I do.
Yes.
He put his legs in the power pants one at a time. Huh?
Yes.
He put
Amen.
His shirt on like I do, one arm at a time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We are living in the days of evil. You can't
Amen.
Let out, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
But like you're getting killed.
Yeah.
Just this morning, a woman driving her car down the road, and all three of them got killed.
Yeah.
You can't drive your car down the road, but have somebody shooting through your glass window, Brother William.
Yeah.
You scared to drive now.
Mm.
Satan is on the loose.
Yes.
Amen. Satan is running now.
All right.
He's running. He thinks he's running anything. But God's going to put brakes on him.
Yes.
And when
yes.
he put him on, he's going to stop him dead in his track. But he got to
Amen.
Get the dead out of the way.
Yeah.
If the dead don't come to Christ,
mm.
like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Amen.
So many millions and millions of people came to Christ.
Seriously.
But just think about this for a minute. But only 3,000 got saved.
Mm.
Millions, Brother William,
Amen.
Came to Christ. But only 3,000 got saved. That's a terrible disgrace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A low number. But guess what? The apostle was still preaching.
Amen.
The apostle in Acts the 17th chapter and verse number 6.
Yes.
They turned the world upside down by preaching the word.
That's it.
They didn't need a crowd.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us all. Oh,
amen.
Lord. We think we got to fill up a church building to get a crowd. God is not for a crowd.
No.
He may come back for just one or none at all. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, we got the brethren. We ain't preached yet.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help us. We are living in time, brethren.
All right.
We are living in some hatred time.
Yes.
We are living in some time that nobody loves nobody, not even in the churches of Christ now.
Shame.
You can't even help your brother anymore. But I need got something smart to say. Oh, God, got to get all those crooks out.
Amen.
To get the church right.
Yes.
There's so many crooks in the church of Christ. So many false teachers in the church of Christ.
Yeah.
Teaching the Bible wrong, Brother Will.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what I know. That's why I study the word of God. I may have a cold, but I'm still studying the word of God. I'm leaning on God. As the songwriter said, I'm leaning on Jesus.
Amen.
I'm leaning on the everlasting God. I'm not leaving on no man. Man can't save me.
Yes.
And I can't save you.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, help us all. And yet we hollering about who's going to be the next president. I care less. God is not going to eat. Because I know who's going to lead me to heaven.
Yeah.
Donald Trump can't do that.
Nope.
Hillary Clinton can't do that.
Nope.
Ask them.
Amen.
They got to get in the church to sell.
That's right.
Take the Bible to them and Donald Trump will look at you crazy. Take the Bible to Hillary Clinton and she'll look at you crazy.
Amen.
God. See, that's the point I'm trying to get across to America. You don't know God.
Yes.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, punished with everlasting destruction.
Amen.
Right.
It's already here. God getting ready to do something to this nation.
Amen.
He's getting shaken up.
Yes.
Oh, y'all don't hear me.
Right.
Y'all don't hear me what I'm saying. I said God finished shaking this nation up.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to pay for it, brother.
Yeah.
All our brothers is about a dollar now, Brother William.
Yeah.
They're running after the money, and the money's going to play out. God going to show us. God said, I'm first. Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God shall be added unto you. We got folks seeking jobs. All the money in the world, worried about bills, worried about this, worried about that. That's why they're having heart attacks and strokes.
Yeah.
And dying. Because they worried about materialism and study what God told them. And God said in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 15 through 17, he said, if you love this world, you have not the Father in you.
Amen.
We better get it right down here. God is for real.
Yes.
Oh, we've got all the jobs in the world, and we study want more money. We want more money, Brother Parker, than we want God.
Amen.
We want money before God.
Amen.
We you know what? A lot of our prayers never got answered. Because the first thing we are, Lord, is to bless me, I'll do this. But you know what we're saying?
Amen.
If you give me a dollar, I'll do this. Lord, if you give me $25, I'll do that. If you give me $150,000, I'll do this. You're lying. God knows you're lying. Because you're looking directly at your head.
Yes.
You praising me about a dollar, and you ought to be praising me to just let you live. Huh? You ought to be praising me to live. But you don't want to live, you want to die. Mm-hmm. I woke you up this morning.
Yeah.
And you didn't even say thank you.
Mm.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh, we got a lot to pay for. We don't say thank you no more, God. We say, oh, well, he woke me up. I'll go on to work and make that dollar. But you know what, Brother William? We can be sick on Sunday, but I guarantee you on Monday we can go to the job.
Yeah.
I could take two Tylenol, or I could take two Excedrin or two Buffalo, as Brother Parker, I can go to the job. But Sunday, I can't worship. I can't worship our God.
All right.
But the Bible still says in Hebrews 10:25, forsaken not the assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
So what we do?
Amen.
That don't mean nothing. That don't mean they talking to me. Well, who is it talking to?
All right.
Who is it talking to?
Amen.
It's talking to all of us.
Amen.
The preacher and all.
That's right.
The elders and all. The members and all. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then we got folks saying, well, I worship God my way, and you worship God your way. How you ain't worshiping God? You don't eat, you know, billions of people do not know how to worship God.
Amen.
Amen.
They don't know how, Brother Parker. They
That's
haven't
right.
been taught how to worship God. Huh?
Yes.
God
Amen.
Is a spirit. Amen. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. They don't even have the truth.
Amen.
They don't even have the truth. And yet they don't even know how to worship in no way.
Right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. And then we holler about Church of Christ? Oh,
well.
Papa.
Yes.
We better straighten up.
Amen.
Get right with God. God looking down from heaven and seeking such worshipers. He said, I'm seeking. In other words, I'm looking for worshipers. I'm looking for true worshipers. I'm looking for men that will serve me, honor me, glorify me, love me with a sincere love, and I'll do anything I can for
them. Amen.
We don't want to do that, Brother Parker. We want to argue with God. We want to get mad. And then we got a faithful preacher that's preaching the word, we want to cuss him out.
Yes.
Going on now, Brother William.
Yep.
We got preachers in the pulpit. If they're preaching the truth, we get mad. I wish he hadn't preached that lesson. Whatever God is preaching that book, he means preach it.
Amen.
Don't get up there and try to make yourself look good because you're not looking no better than when you left home.
That's right.
You are
Amen.
God's preacher, no matter if you're ugly or handsome or whatever. You are God's preacher.
Amen.
And you are to preach what God says. Don't worry about the members say.
Amen.
Oh, we got folks in the churches of Christ better learn their book.
Yes.
And sitting there with the Bible in their hand and don't even know.
Amen.
Help us all.
Then
we got some brethren know the preacher too. And won't preach the same thing.
That's right.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 to 13, the Apostle Paul had to go in and straighten some brethren out at Corinth and tell them to preach the same thing. Some were preaching Paul, some were preaching Paul, and some were preaching somebody else.
Yeah.
And they didn't want preaching the word of God. And then Paul asked the question, is Christ divided? I'm asking today. Christ divided.
All right.
If Christ is Christ, let's preach Christ. I remember Brother Parker in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 21 when Elijah came to those men. He said, now, if God be right, follow God.
Mm-hmm.
If Baal be right, praise him. That was what you're going to follow.
Follow God.
That's it. Follow God. Quit trying to follow men. Leave men out there to not want to obey the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel was saved.
Amen.
Jesus said the gospel saved.
Yes.
The gospel was brought the Jews and the Gentiles together. Ephesians
Amen.
3 verses 1 through 6.
All right.
And many other passages. God told
Amen.
Us to follow petition.
Yes.
In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 11 through 18. He tore it down, Brother William. He said, you're going to be one.
Amen.
There's only one church in the book. But we got folks, all the churches belong to the Lord. Show me that in the scripture.
Not there.
Yeah.
We got all kind of things going on. And then we got some of our weak-minded brethren ain't got enough backbone to stand up and say, look, it's right here in the Word of God. Accept it or walk away from them and leave, stand up there crazy.
Mm,
they don't let that man convince them, oh, yeah, I guess you got a point, y'all. All the church. They're looking at a physical side instead of a spiritual side.
Mm,
yeah.
The Church of Christ is spiritual.
Yes.
Where's citizenship at? In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. My citizenship is in heaven. Why is yours at?
All right.
Amen.
Job said in Job 16 and verse 19, he said, my record is on high. Why your record at?
Amen.
On high.
Well, if your record is on high, that's where you ought to be trying to go.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
We got brethren that don't even know why they want to go. They want to argue about the Bible. Debate you. And when you debate them, they still have nothing to talk about.
That's right.
Amen.
Because I noticed something about the debaters when they debate. They have no proof what they say.
Yes.
Take the truth. It'll stand. I don't care if you're in the middle of the desert. It'll stand. Show you an example that I don't know what I'm talking about. The Ethiopian in the desert. And Philip preached the gospel to him. And he heard the word of God. He heard the truth of God's word.
Amen.
And the man said, see, here is water. See, he recognized something.
Yeah.
But he had already preached to him about baptism.
Sorry.
And the man said, what does it mean to be baptized?
All right.
Amen.
And when he told him, the Bible said they both went down in the water. But you know what he preached to him? He preached Jesus.
Yeah.
He preached Jesus. He didn't preach Baptist. He didn't preach Methodist. He didn't preach Catholic. He didn't preach Jehovah's Witness. He didn't preach Seventh-day Adventist. He preached Jesus.
Amen.
Now we get this straight.
Yeah.
You're going to preach the word of God, you better preach Jesus.
That's right.
You're not going to preach Jesus, don't preach at all.
Amen.
Because Jesus only one can save you, so you preach him.
Amen.
When the apostle Paul came to Ephesus, and he found a certain disciple. They were under John's baptism. But John would lead them towards Christ. And then Paul said, be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And be baptized in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
He said, be baptized in the name of God. So
Amen.
I think God is the one in your mind when you know you're wrong. Huh?
Amen.
Did not die for you. John the Baptist never was a member of the Church of Christ when Christ died. John died under the law.
Amen.
But we got folks today say, I'm a Baptist. John's name was not John the Baptist. His name was John the Baptizer. And Luke 1 and verse 13, the Holy Spirit said his name was going to be John.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
157 through 63, his name was going to be John.
That's it.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get back to that of John.
Mm.
If my name is John, my name is John, Brother Will.
That's his name.
But now we got Pope J. Baptists and Methodists and Catholics.
Yeah.
That's a devil's game and a devil's lie and a devil's trick.
Yes.
Amen.
And we know it.
Yeah.
But we go, but we want a fellowship with some of, you know, some of our own brethren now want the fellowship with denominationalism.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Because you know why? Because they so popular.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a lot of money. Oh, they got a lot of prestige.
Mm-hmm.
But they forgot one thing. They going to hell.
Amen.
Because they ain't got Christ.
That's it.
They ain't got Christ, Brother Parker. That's
amen.
What they, Brother William. They missing Christ.
Man.
When you miss Christ, you might as well close the book.
Amen.
The whole Bible is centered around Jesus Christ and nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what church
amen.
You come out of.
Yeah.
If it ain't in Christ, you can close the book.
Mm-hmm.
You got any religion in the world but the one that God sent.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Huh? Talk to me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We got people all over the world.
Yes.
And dying in sin.
Amen.
Look at all those boats tonight. Go out there with the gospel and see what they'll do. They'll start running.
Yeah.
Go with the word of God and see what they will do. I guarantee you, half of them will start running. I didn't come to hear no religion.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something. You on your way to hell, and no matter who you vote for president.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, God. Help us,
amen.
Father. We need help down here.
Amen.
We try to do it on our own. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God gave us a book. He said, now you'll go by my book of instruction, and you can make heaven your home.
Amen.
You really want to go to heaven, set your goal.
Yes.
Set it at heaven. Or watch which way you will go. God has a plan for America and the world, but America won't let God work it out.
All right.
We got to fight and act crazy before God has to shake us up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to fight with you, Brother William, to know the truth. I already know it. You ain't got to fight with me to know the truth. You already know it. All you got to do is go teach that.
Amen.
What me and you are all about the truth for? We got brothers in the church all about the truth now. I don't agree with so and so. I can't let what he agree with. He said he don't agree with so and so, not what he said. I don't agree with God.
All right.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. I don't agree with so and so. You know why he said so and so? Because he don't want to call it really God. That's what he don't want to say. I don't agree with God, what he said.
Mm.
Well, then if you don't agree with God, then you don't agree with the book.
Amen. Amen.
Where do you think the book come from? Heaven. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus is settled
amen.
In heaven. Jesus put himself in the word. Jesus is the word. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
And we must preach Jesus.
Yes.
The apostle Jesus. They did not preach the apostle.
All right.
Now, one of the apostles ever had a church. We got brothers
amen.
Got a problem with that now. Yeah. Got brothers got a problem with that. This is my church.
Oh.
Brothers amen. Got the question. Did Paul have a church?
Nope.
Did
no.
Peter have a church?
Nope.
No.
Did James have a church?
Nope.
Nope.
Did John have a church?
No.
Well, then why do you think you got one? Is you that foolish? That
mm.
crazy?
All right.
Are
amen.
You mm. God never authorized the church to us. He authorized us to get into the church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he authorized. We got folks about like, this is my church. That might be his building,
yeah.
But we are not his church.
Amen.
Then we got another
Amen.
Problem, Brother Parker. These are
yeah.
not members, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Right.
Pay for all of this. We're going to pay for this, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
Amen.
These are my members. We ain't got no members. These are God's members.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord help us, Brother William.
Yes.
We need help down here, brother. I'm serious. I'm serious in a heart attack. We need
Amen.
Help.
Yes.
We got out here talking about my church, my members.
Mm.
Oh, Lord help us.
Mm.
And then I checked the Bible. I said, I want to know, do the apostles have members?
Mm. Mm.
And they preached that all they did, and it's common sense, when we get away from the Bible, let me tell you something, brother. You listen up good.
Yes.
When we get
Amen.
Away from the Bible, we are ignorant.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not talking about education. I'm talking about ignorance and ignoring God.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll prove my point. In Romans, the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, brethren, I pray for Israel that they might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They have a zeal
yeah.
not according to knowledge.
Yes.
They're being ignorant of God's righteousness
oh.
and going about establishing their own oh. righteousness.
Amen.
They didn't have the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't obey God's rule.
Amen.
They would establish their own righteousness, brother. That's
yes.
what's wrong with the world right now.
Amen.
When we invite them down there on Sunday, I'm going to my church.
Yeah.
You know what they're saying? I don't want to hear what God's righteousness has got to say. I want to go to my church. And
yeah.
Satan uses that. And they're all going to hell in our handbasket, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't read nowhere in the Bible that God ever say, my church to a man.
Mm.
He said,
Amen.
My. And he said that he stopped it right there. He let Peter know, I will build my church. He telling Peter on the confession that you made, I'm going to build you, and anybody that gets in the church, I'm going to do the building.
Amen.
Not you, Peter. I'm going to give you the keys to go preach the gospel to a lost generation, and the church is going to stay open until I decide to come.
Amen.
Amen.
And when he opened the door on the day of Pentecost, everybody came to the knowledge of the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us. You mean to tell me we ain't got enough sense to figure that out? That we are the most pitiful brethren in the world.
I preach the word.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Yeah.
Brother Parker,
Amen.
Listen to what I'm telling us. Brethren, we got to wake up.
Amen.
Some
Amen.
Of us God looking for some faithful preachers. He ain't looking for no crooks. He already see the world crooked.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for some preachers that will stand on the word if it costs them their life.
Amen.
Their physical life.
Amen.
Now, when it costs you to really suffer, then you God's man.
All right.
Amen.
See, Paul was God's man.
Yeah.
Peter was God's man.
Mm-hmm.
James was God's man.
Yes.
They stood on the word. Regardless of how they had to go down.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Mm.
All we want God to do is bless us with the worldliness.
Yeah.
Lord, give me a brand new house.
Sure.
Oh, Lord, give me this. Give me $500,000 and I'll serve you from my own.
Mm.
Amen.
What happens then?
Mm.
Oh, whoa, Lord, we going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, God got a plan.
Amen.
I have a vision, Brother Parker, from the 2017, if God allowed me to see it, I've been asking God to reveal his vision to me.
Yeah,
and he done revealed it out. Turn me loose. I can go.
All right.
We'll get it all. Let me go. I ain't waiting on nobody.
All right.
I'm waiting on God. And me and God's going to take it.
Yes, sir.
If I have to go by myself.
All right. Go with God.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't need no man to stand in my way. If he can't,
amen.
Get out the way.
Right.
Oh, we stand here talking about we going to serve God. We worried about who going to be president.
Mm.
Who going to give us more jobs.
Mm.
Amen.
We worried about who going to do the best military thing.
Mm.
I ain't worried about none of that. God
Amen.
Sees it all. He
Amen.
Sees tomorrow before tomorrow get here.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't believe me, go to Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10,
all right.
And go to Revelation chapter 1, verses 8
beginning.
And 11. Start at verse 3, 8, 11, and 18.
The beginning and the end.
Oh, God sees it. Brethren, don't fool yourself.
Yes.
Don't be submissive with Satan. Don't mix company with Satan.
Yes.
Yes.
Satan will fool you down. He don't want us to preach the gospel, Brother Parker.
No way.
You better don't go on to go to heaven. You better come on with it.
Yeah.
Amen.
If we hold arms and hands together, let's come on with it. Let's come on with it. Let's bow out on the book.
Amen.
I don't care what they say. Let the people
Amen.
Talk. They talked
Amen.
About the apostles. They talked about Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about you.
That's right.
No?
Amen. Amen.
I ain't afraid, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
I come to die.
Mm.
Physically and spiritually.
Yes.
Oh, hello, world.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord, help us. The Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 6th chapter,
mm-hmm.
and verse 1 through 4, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound? God forbid. For so many
Amen.
Of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. Like if Christ was raised from the dead, we should also walk in the newness of life.
That's it.
Oh, Lord, help us, Brother William. What is wrong with us? Why can't we get along? Because we don't
Amen.
Want to. We want to blame sin all the time. Sin is a part of it.
Amen.
But we know we can get along. Keep God in front.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'm going to close with. Think about this, brother. Keep this in remembrance.
Yes.
There's only one church, and that's your
one.
You
Amen.
Are the church of Christ.
Amen.
Those people on the day of Pentecost, now watch this. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Every one. Did he say every two? He said every one of you
Amen.
Is a name of who?
Jesus Christ. Each one.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Each one.
That's it.
In the name of Jesus Christ for what?
Amen.
For the remission of your sin.
That's right.
He didn't tell you to pray, Brother William.
No.
He said for the remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a guaranteed seal.
Amen.
It's a down
Amen.
Payment. Huh?
All right.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 20 through 22. It's a guarantee.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a seal. God the seal us, Brother William. Me and you were. There ain't no two.
Amen.
There ain't no two churches
Amen.
Up in here.
Oh.
Oh, Lord, help us. We got some of our brethren trying to teach that mess.
Yeah.
Oh, man, how are we going to do that? Well, I'm Church of Christ over here, and you Church of Christ over there, and he Church of Christ down the street. Don't that make three Church of Christ? No.
Nope.
We still one.
One.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Church is spiritual.
That's it. It's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
And yet we holler out three and four Church of Christ. We done picked up the denominationism.
Yes.
Oh, we Amen. Now,
shame.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I turn it over to you, brethren. Let's see what Brother William got to say.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Lord, Brother Parker, Brother Parker,
yes.
Ford, Brother Brown, Brother Johnson, to our listening audience. The Bible says that there's only one church. Oh, Brother William, just say in the Bible there's one church. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says there is one body. What body is God talking about? He's not talking about a human body.
Amen.
He's not talking about Christ's body. He's talking about the one spiritual body which constitutes the one spiritual church that he has established in the world for men to be saved. It's just one spiritual church. God is not saving flesh and blood.
Amen.
God is saving spirits. The souls
Amen.
Of when we are baptized into Christ, our bodies are not baptized. Our spirit man is baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It is an act of faith. It is through faith that we receive the blessing, the atonement, and the removal of our sins through the act, the faithful act of baptism.
Amen.
God is involved because it is the medium that God chose whereby we might signify that we are being baptized into Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Jesus is God. Jesus is God who is spirit. We must worship him. We must please him. We must obey him through faith in the truth. Our spirits must obey the truth in order.
Amen.
That's it.
That's what the gospel is all about. God is increasing the kingdom and establishing a new family under a new covenant. Those who live under the old covenant, they are being saved. They have been saved already
Amen.
By the blood of Christ, which reached them in death. It
mm-hmm.
reached back to them and freed them from the prison of their sin. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 19, the Bible says that Jesus, when he died, he went into the prison and he preached to those spirits in prison.
Mm-hmm.
What prison did he go into? He went into the prison of condemnation because
mm-hmm.
of sin. And he freed the captives who were all their lifetime subject to the bondage of sin under the old covenant.
Mm-hmm.
His right blood reached back to save them. And now under the new covenant, his righteous blood reaches forward to us today. It is able to save all who will obey him.
Amen.
It is able to cleanse all unrighteousness of men who did repent and accept
Amen.
His will.
And
the gospel commandment is to repent and be baptized for the removal of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks trying to be saved without baptism, trying to get the Holy Ghost without baptism, without obedience. They're trying to get the Holy Ghost. But the Bible says that when you obey God, when you obey the
yes.
gospel, you receive the Holy Ghost as a gift, and God is present in your life through the Spirit. God dwelling and working with and encouraging and building you up in your spirit.
Amen.
Gift of God. That is the promise and the earnest of our salvation. That is the guarantee of our eternal life with God.
Amen.
The flesh
Amen.
Is going to be dissolved.
That's it.
The flesh is going to perish.
Amen.
And if we walk in the flesh, we do not please God.
Amen.
Because to walk in the flesh is to be carnal-minded. Carnal-mindedness is enmity with God.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. We've got to walk in the Spirit if we are to please God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And continuing through verse number 3, the Bible says that we have to walk according to the Spirit of God. We have to walk according to the Spirit of life. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. We are no longer under the condemnation of sin if we walk according to the Spirit and not after the works of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to hear what the gospel is saying. You don't just have to hear words with your ears, but listen to the word of God with your mind so that you might develop faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. You got to hear and you got to believe.
Amen.
Do you believe what God says? Are you going to listen to what God says, believe what God says, do what God says, obey God? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to decide, well, no, I think that I'm going to listen to my pastor, to my reverend, to my preacher. I'm going to listen to what the man that claims to be a man from God tells me. I'm not going to listen to what God's word says. If that man didn't tell me that, I'm not going to believe it. If God's word says it, you need to believe it.
Amen.
If God's word doesn't say it, you should not believe it.
Amen.
You cannot be saved by believing lies. You can't believe a lie and obey the truth.
Mm.
You can't be baptized according to a false gospel and yet be saved according to the true gospel.
Mm.
What you believe is what you obey. If you believe a lie, then you obey a lie. You cannot be saved. If you have been baptized in the Church of Christ, you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, which makes you a member of the spiritual body of Christ, which is the church. That one body is the body of Christ. Christ is the head of that body. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. Christ is the husband of that body, of that church. Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 24. He is the husband of the church. He is the head of the The church is his body. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. The fullness of him that filleth all in all, that he might have the preeminence or the first place in all things. God has made Jesus Christ to be the head over all things pertaining to the church, which is his body. Folks are claiming to be part of the spiritual body of Christ, yet they have never obeyed the gospel of Christ because they've never heard the gospel of Christ to obey it. They claim to be a member of the spiritual body of Christ. The spiritual body of Christ is made up in its members of all those individuals whose spirits God has saved through the obedience of faith. There are no churches that are members of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is one church. It's not made up of many churches. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. He's talking to Christians, not to churches. There are those who claim that all these 600 or more different denomination named churches belong to Christ. That's a lie. Christ built one church. He married that church as his one bride. She wears his name. He has given the church no other name to wear. Where did the name come from? It didn't come from Christ. It came from men, because Christ never named a church the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, or the Methodist Church. He named the church when he married her. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must be saved in the name, by the authority of, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in no other name, because Jesus Christ is the gospel. He is the supreme sacrifice. He is the righteousness of God. He is the redeemer of the people of God. He is God's Savior. He is God the Savior and the Savior of all men who obey him. Do you want to obey the gospel tonight, ladies and gentlemen? If you do, you're going to become a member of the body of Christ. You do not have to join a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
There is no such commandment or instruction in the Word of God. You do not join the body of Christ. You are baptized or born into the family of God. John 3 and verse 3, you must be born again. Not you must join the church, but you must be born again. John 3 and verse 5, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit. That's baptism for the remission of sin. The same baptism that that Peter commanded by the authority of Christ on the day of Pentecost when he opened the doors to the church of Christ. Except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Christ, is the kingdom that is on earth, the church of Christ that was established on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. There is no other church that was established in the Bible, in the Scripture. There is no word of God for the establishment of any other church other than the church belonging to Jesus Christ.
That's it.
And Paul says in Romans 16 and verse 16, the Holy Spirit had him to write, salute one another with a holy greeting or a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That is, the assemblies of the Church of Christ worldwide are united as one church. We are to love and respect and agree with each other in the truth. But the first thing is, we have to agree with the truth. There is no fellowship in the truth unless we all believe and obey the truth. What is the truth? The word of God. John 17, 17. Thy word is truth, O God. Ladies and gentlemen, the challenge, the question tonight is, have you obeyed the truth? The challenge is to be saved and to be baptized into the body or the church of Christ. First Corinthians 12, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. There's only one Spirit and there's only one church. There's only one baptism that saves. And we bid you, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, whatever country, whatever city, whatever state, wherever you live, to seek out the assembly of the Church of Christ in your community and obey the gospel today. That's the will of God for our eternal life and salvation. Brother Parker, I turn it over to you to close out this broadcast tonight.
Brother Parker, I turn it over to you to close us out tonight.
Is he on?
This is Brother Williams.
Right.
Are you on, Brother Parker? We hear you.
Okay, because we'll be closing out then. Okay, thank you, Doc, for me. I was trying to listen to about that election. we'll put the prayer in it for God to move in on this. All right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let us pray. Our Father who is in heaven, we're so thankful unto thee for another wonderful day that you've given unto us, Father. Mm-hmm. One that you've blessed us to see and to live among the people of the world and walk in your footsteps and stay in them, Father. Be with us, bless Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, bless Brother Parker, Brother Parker Jr., Brother Brown for working with us as well, Father. Be with us and bless us. We beg this prayer. And we pray, Father, that you will, this country and us members of the body of Christ know that I am is with us. And we don't have to worry about anything else but about you and doing your will, your way, your word, and being faithful to the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Good night, my brother. Lord willing, we'll see you all Thursday night for Bible Christian
Now.
By the grace of God.
And then we'll, yes, sir. Good night.